This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Good morning. This is Brother Al. Thank you for taking time for Christ. Today I like to speak on the subject of the home. But if you've asked Jesus to save you, believing he paid the full price for your sins, then he has become your new master. A life of following and serving begins, and it should ever begin any particular place, I would say it should be the home. Be imitators of God. Oh, the hardest place in the world to do that is in the home. But we read in his word, be imitators of God. Thus God's ways we must daily observe. When reading your Bible, seek to learn more of him and to know him, what he wants us to do and how to serve him. Don't seek men's praises for your service, because what really counts is what God thinks of us. Be humble and willing to bear serving's cost. If prompt by love, even simple things count. From God's sight, your serving is not lost. Perhaps it's a gift of food you could share, or a helping hand you kindly could lend. Maybe a phone call to listen and pray, or a cheerful email or card you could send. Many are lonely or feeling weighed down. Could you take time to visit for just a short while? Though you may think you're not helping much, you can serve through your prayer and your smile. It may be you're lacking in time or in strength. Your money and talents seem limited too. But God sees each service done from your heart. So seek to bless others. God can use you. And I believe God can use anyone that's willing. I will have a willing mind. Matthew 7:12 says, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Let me share a little story with you. Once upon a time, there was a husband and wife who were happily married, or at least he thought so. He did do a lot of complaining, looked on the dark side of things, magnified the little things she failed to do just right, often lifting his voice in anger, wanting his way, felt he was always right, always told her just what to do, and was very selfish and rude. To keep from making things worse, she never crossed him, taking all the abuse. Then one day, he came home and found a goodbye note. He broke down in tears and said, why would she leave me? We had a perfect home. We were so happy. We never had a cross word. She never mentioned anything being wrong. I cannot understand. While the little story is somewhat fictitious, there are homes that end up this way, not counting the many that almost do. To any husband or wife who is self-willed and rude, think with me on a few Bible verses. Husband and wife should speak to each other in love and kindness. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. That's found in Proverbs 15. Matter of fact, Proverbs is a book we should all read often because it tells us how to get along with our fellow man. In speaking of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, the Bible says she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Kindness goes a long ways in a good marriage. Just living the Christian life as taught in the Bible would work wonders for the home. Two of these verses are found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And let's begin there next time. Have a great day. God bless.